Yeah.
Sure.
No, no, this I will... See, this story I tell only once, like in 20 years. You want me to say it? Okay. Before I say this, I have to keep my promise. When I came into the hall tonight, the first question I was asked by one of the Baal HaSimcha, you know, not the Baal HaSimcha. Oh, yeah, your cousin, yeah. He asked me, Rabbi Miller, forgive me, but I have to know, why are you wearing short pants? I have a lot of Hasidic Yidden I've seen. They wear normal pants. I told them, by the Batchunas, I will explain it to you. And here I am. You see, when I prepared myself to come to this very Chushev Simcha, I bought myself, as you could see, a new jacket. The material you could see, this is from, what's the name? Javi Katz, yeah? That's right. And a new pair of pants I bought by Roth Clothing. I came home in the afternoon, and I show my Rabbitson if I'm okay to go like this to the Simcha. She looks at pants and she said, the pants are too long, Yankel. And I look down and say, yeah, you're right, Rabbitson. Do me a favor. I go to Mincha. By the time I'll be by Mincha, please take a scissors and take off 2 inches. And you know how sometimes they talk. She said, I have no time for you. Leave me alone. I have my own things to do. Take care of your own things. Husna, I see you're scared, eh? She'll never talk to you like this. I promise you. I mean, my wife never talk to you like this. I said, okay. I said, my daughter, Suragitala, how about you want to do a mitzvah? Tati, you have to go to a shevi bruchas. Takes you a couple of minutes. Take a scissors. Take off 2 inches and finish it up. Tati, I'm so sorry, but as you know, I'm a teacher. I have to prepare for tomorrow, and I'm not a minute time. I said, okay. My other daughter, Bruchala, maybe you do a mitzvah. Please, I can't go like this. Okay, Tati, but I promised babysitting for my neighbor, and I can't refuse. Please forgive me, Tati, not this time. I said to myself, big deal, I'll go like this to the Shevi Bruchel. People will laugh, so this is what I want. I went to Mincha. By the time I was by Mincha, my Rabbitson decided, okay, I'll do it. She takes off 2 inches nicely. 10 minutes later, my daughter Suragitala decides, well, it's a mitzvah, let me do it. She takes the scissors and takes off another 2 inches. Then about 15 minutes later, my daughter Bruchala decides, it's kibbutz. She takes her scissors and she takes off another 2 inches. I came home from Mincha, I find the pants the same place where I left them. I said to myself, I don't need your favors. I took her scissors and took off another 2 inches. And this is how I came here with the short pants. And you know, in Yiddish we say, Met gein kegen Mashiach and in Kartzen. My other businesses? See, I tried other businesses before, and I was not matzliach. It looks like they want me min ha-shamayim to be mesameach Yiddish kinder. I remember I tried once, import, export. I can't forget. Was it like many years ago? I want to impress people. I rented an office in Muncie. But not the telephones were not even installed yet, but I put a few telephones on the table, and people came in. I made a shtick, you know, a guy comes in, I said, wait a minute, I picked up one of the phones. Yes? Okay, deposit the $600,000 to my Swiss account, okay? I'll call you tomorrow, bye. And another guy comes in, stands there, I said, wait a minute, I pick up the phone, hello? Yeah. Oh, you're already in Tel Aviv? Yeah, do me a favor. I'll send the shaliach tomorrow with the 2.5 million. And you put it, yeah, in my other account. Correct. Thank you. One moment. 1 second, I have to make another call. Hello? Are you already in Sao Paulo? Listen, I wired yesterday $450,000 to account number 3. Yeah, it will be there. Thank you. Okay. Sir, may I help you? Well, I'm the telephone man. I came to connect your phones. So I decided that my job is to be Mesameach Yiddish Kinder. And every time, as I said, something new came. Yesterday, I find a dead dog in front of my lawn in Muncie. Right away, I called up the supervisor. Hello, good morning. This is Rabbi Miller. Mr. Supervisor, a dead dog is in front of my lawn. Would you please take care of it? Send somebody. Yes, he tells me, Rabbi, I always thought that the rabbis are taking care of the deceased. I said, yes, you're right, but first we have to notify the relatives. You have to know what to say, you know, on the spot. And Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Shtehel Pralamul, to know what to say on the spot. I remember, as you know, I'm doing also Shidduchim. Once I was proposing a Shidduch for a Bucher. A little elder Bucher, obviously, he was around the 40s. And every Shidduch I proposed him, no. One Shidduch, I said, why not? Tell me, explain to me. He said, well, she's not pretty. She's ugly between me and you. I told him, Shimon, see, prettiness doesn't stay forever. He said, yes, I know, but ugliness does. Before I forget, because it's before Pesach now, Tuv, Shien, Nian, Tes, we are ready. See, time flies. People are hiring workers to work around the house. Cleaners, painters. And last year was Tuv, Shien, Nian, Ches, yeah. I hired a guy to paint my apartment. All of a sudden I see him taking off the mezuzahs and painting the place of the mezuzah and putting back the mezuzahs. Exactly, you know, the way to do it with the nails. I asked him, Jimmy, how you know how to do these things? He said, well, Rabbi, I work for you people for over 30 years. I know exactly how to put them on. Yeah, I don't even need the instruction paper inside. I threw it away. You have to be careful. That's right. Talking about mezuzahs, I have a neighbor who is a Reformed Jew, and it happened that his son went to Eretz Yisrael a couple of months ago, and somehow he met people from the Baal Teshuva movements, and he became a real Baal Teshuva. And after that, his daughter went to Israel, and it happened that she came to Meir Shorim, and she met some from ladies, and it happened that she liked very much their way of life, and she was a Chozeret B'Tshuva too. Another son went now, and he phones his father, the Tati, Pa, I'm staying here because I went into a yeshiva. So he comes into his rabbi, to the Reformed rabbi, said, Rabbi, see what this is, what happened, what's going on? So the rabbi said, Moses, I'm afraid you have to check your mezuzahs. Something is wrong here. So let's go back to my story that I hear on my trips, wherever I go. Yeah, it was yesterday morning on the bus. I overheard a guy said to his wife, Suri, I'm going to fire my truck driver. She said, Shloimeh, why? Because 3 times he almost killed me. She said, Shloimeh, how about giving him one more chance? And for business people, I have some good news. Very soon, no taxes, no income tax you have to pay. Yeah. How I know? I got a letter from the IRS just last week. The letter said, final notice. That means no more taxes. And now to be Messiah, I don't want to keep up Olam because it's getting late and we'll have to get up in the morning to learn the Shiurim. See, I'm giving a shiur every morning, 4:30 in Daf Yomi. Every morning, but every time I get up that early. And if you not go to sleep early, you have difficulty to get up. Chusim, listen to me. I was a chusim once too, and I remember as it was today, I want to impress my shver. You know what a shver is? You know what a shviger is, chusim? I don't want to talk about shvigers. See, at the Sambat Chunam, they're making fun of shvigers. I never do this. Last week I was by a chasana, and the batchan was making fun of shvigers, and I would not stay there. I couldn't stand it. I walked out. Let me tell you what he said. He said that this guy was in Williamsburg on the 20th floor, in the projects. He was shouting, screaming, help, help! So people ran up to help him. He said, what could we help? He said, my shviger wants to jump out. What could we do? He said, I can't open the window. Could you help me, please? I never say such thing. You see, Schwieger is something, as we know some of them, they are very good. Some of them, they are swiggers. Was another story the guy said. I wouldn't repeat it, but it's very interesting. He said this guy came to the Rav. He said, Rav, my wife had a daughter, and I want to give a name. It's in the Parsha of the week. It was Parshas Mishpatim. I couldn't find the name. The Rav was looking and looking. He said, wait, how about Mechashefu? I said, sorry, I cannot use this name because my Shviger is still alive. My Shviger came to me last week. Ah, I said, Shalom Aleichem, Brucha Haba. How long will the Shviger be staying by us? She said, as long as you want, Yanko. I told her, what? Not even a coffee you would drink? Nachzel in Yunaini, we have to finish because we have to get up early to learn our shiurim. This is what I want to say to you, Chuzen. When I was a Chuzen, I want to impress my Shver, Zechayim Levrucha. So I prepared my alarm clock. It was the third day of my Shever Brochus. Not the third, the fourth day already. I prepared the alarm clock. No, it was the third day. I prepared it. No, it was maybe the fifth. I don't remember. What was it? I prepared the alarm clock to wake me up 3 o'clock to learn. And the alarm clock went off. Trrr, trrr, trrr. I got up. And I was about to take the nagel washer, you know, to wash my hand. And imagine who arrives, the Yetzer Hara, right away. Say, Uncle, you're a chusen. It's only 3 o'clock. You have to sleep a little longer. And I saw he was right. So I decided to sleep a little longer. Not a minute left, and the Yetzer Tov arrives. Say, Uncle, you're a chusen, but you have to learn Torah. Get up. I said, yeah, I want to take the nagel washer. And the Yetzer Hara is here again. Yankel, sleep. The Yetzer Tov, get up. Yetzer Hara, sleep. And they started a fist fight. Sleep, get up, sleep, get up. I asked them, please go out and fight in the kitchen. No, they fall in the bed. Get up, sleep, get up, sleep. But who you think was stronger? The Yetzer Tov was stronger. The Yetzer Tov was Ms. Gaber and the Yetzer Hara. And I got up. They fought for 8 hours. At the end, 11 o'clock, I was out of bed. This is like a most famous Yetzer is. Now, before I'm Messiah, I would like to give a brucha for the Chusen Kalle, the Rebbe Shlomo Helfen, as also the Eltern in Freiden, Chazan Bank, Adoyri Yishurim Yevoyroch, and Yetzer Hashem, when you marry off your children, I hope to be Mesameach by them too, Yetzer Hashem. In all the Chushev Azedes and the Bubbas, they will be participating then too, Yetzer Hashem. What? Yeah, Yetzer Hashem, Bubba, you better the Leben Gesinterheit. Yo, yo, Yetzer Hashem, ich gebe euch eine Brüche. Wie? Einige von ihr sind Mäusche. Oh, grüße ich es, Bubba, der Eifste helfen, als Chiz am Eigen sein. And now, because it's before the Shoshone, Advar Teure, you see the Poskim, not the Poskim, but the Sifre, the Rish, they ask, why is not Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? Would be much better if before Rosh Hashanah that we are going to that, how you call it, to the Yom Adin, I don't know how I say it in English, to be written either in Sifre Chaim or Sifre Chuli Levachas, the opposite, that before that we have a Yom Kippur, Moich Old Averus, and this is the way you come into Rosh Hashanah, to the court. I said that Teretz because the Chayyus Avubas says if somebody would have no Averus, he should be afraid of something, should be worried about something that's worse than all the Averus. They ask him, what's that? He said, that's Gaius. Gaius, a Balgaiva. Maybe if Yom Kippur would be a day before Rosh Hashanah, we would come into the Rosh Hashanah like a Shaina Yid, a Balgaiva. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I have no Averus. Yesterday was Yom Kippur. That would be no good. It's better to come in with the Averus. But you have a Tzibrochen heart, Slave Nishbar, Venitke, Lakim, Lai Sivze. This is the way to come into Rosh Hashanah to the Yom Adin. The Rebbe Shlomo Helfen, and I said once a good word, a Yid should be always Besimcha. always besimcha. But because a mitzvah, you have to do besimcha, but you have to have a leiv nishba. A leiv nishba when it kelekin receives, how that works. You know, you have to have a leiv nishba, but when it comes to a mitzvah, you have to espalal to Hashem that the mitzvah you do with simcha. That's the pshat. You say in the davana, you say, v'dabek libeini b'mitzvah isech. When it comes to a mitzvah, we ask Hashem to paste together our heart. It should be la'avdoi b'leiv of shulem. Umein, mazel tov, the reib shall help and simcha zat b'yaz goyot tzedek, umein. Shkoyach, shkoyach, shkoyach. Thank you. I get to walk. See, I promise you, I'll come again, Motzei Shabbos. See, there are some things that you don't say in Shabbos. So you say at Motzei Shabbos, as the Gemara said, Shlo yehei the birach shel chol ke the birach shel Shabbos. Shabbos you speak differently than Wochentag. And I promised you to tell you about my travelings that I travel around, all around, yeah. I was in Japan last week, in Tokyo. Have you ever been to Tokyo? Are you in the pearls? Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. They have a shul there. But all the little houses, you know, little, very low. The ceiling is so low, you have to bend down. I was there last week. Maybe you know him. You know Shloimeh Klein? You know Weiss from Williamsburg? Yeah. He was there in the hospital. I came in there and said, ah, Shalom Aleichem, Yar Merub. How are you? Baruch Hashem, tomorrow I'm going home. You want to do a Kiddush Hashem? Walk over to the guy here next to me and tell him a few words, maybe a little bit Misameach. I speak no Japanese. So I went over to him and said, how are you? And the guy said, Thinkantampansanku. I said, what? Thinkantampansanku. What? So right away I was rushing to get a doctor. And I asked the doctor, do you speak English? He said, yes. I remembered the words that he said. I said, come with me. There's a guy who said something. I don't know what. I was hoping maybe Yerusha, he left for me. The doctor comes, he checks the pulse, was finished. And he bows his head. I said, doctor, at least tell me what he said. He said, you know what he said? He said, please move away. You're standing on my oxygen pipe. I can't breathe. And... oh, yeah, also, that's what I promised to say. See, people, as I mentioned last week, we have Yidler, they're making panusa not such a kosher way, you know. Let me look around. Nobody's here from the No Secret Service. No. Yeah, I can say it. Maybe you know him in Muncie, this guy. No, it's not him. No. And I will not say the name. His panusa is Prince Dus. Counterfeit $20 bills. I have here one, let me show it to you. See that? It looks so genuine. Yeah, that's what he prints. It was last week, Master Shabbos, he calls me over there. Yar Meruv, I have a problem. Please come over. I said, what's the problem? Tell me. He said, I can't talk through the shofar. I must talk to you in person. I said, what happened? Please come over. I came over. The guy shows me boxes and boxes full of bills. So what's the problem? He said, you know, between me and you, what I'm doing is I'm printing those counterfeit $20 bills, and I don't know how, probably I pressed the wrong button. Instead of $20 bills, $15 bills came out. Look, and I have here 60,000 bills. What should I do? I told them, listen, let me check it out. And they looked so good. I said, put everything into my station wagon. What are we going to do? Leave it to me. Everything to the station wagon. I said, listen, 6 o'clock in the morning, be ready, and we're going to hit the road going to Montreal. What's going to be there? Don't worry. We hit the road, got the first gas station. My plan was each and every gas station will stop and will buy gasoline for $1. I give him the $15 bill. This way we get the change and we'll get rid of it. First gas station, good morning, Rabbi, how are you? Fine, thank you. $1, please, super. Rabbi, that's all? Yeah, I'm broke. No problem. Let's see, for a dollar, I pull out a $15 bill. I wouldn't even look at him. And the guy said, Rabbi, what kind of money is this? Is this play money? I said, no, this is real money. You didn't see the New York Times last week? No. How about the Journal News, the Wall Street Journal? No, that's why you don't know about it. Because of inflation, no more fives, no more tens. $15 bill will be the slowest, the lowest bill. You mean it? Yes. Did I ever lie to you? No, Rabbi. Okay. And he believed us. He brought that change. He brought that $2 $7 bills. And one more story that I promised you last week that I will tell it to you. We didn't have time. This was about 4 weeks ago. I was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. I got to Kennedy Airport, and I see a commotion. What happened? You know the guy from UJA, famous guy, Mr. Roseman. Yeah, you know him. Your cousin, huh? Right, he's a famous guy, and he's upset with his. He had a dog in a cage, and he would to have this next to him, in the where the passengers are, and Elal said no. Animals should go in the compartment where the luggage is. And he's furious. He said, no, I want to, you know who I am? I've given so much money to Israel. No. So he calls me over. He knows me. He said, Rabbi Miller, maybe you help me. I said, please, do a favor. This is a very important guy. Let him have the dog. And I said, no way, Rabbi, no way. It has to go to the compartment where the luggage are. Okay. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I did my whatever I could. Okay, thank you. We arrived to Eretz Yisrael, to Lod, and I hear the loudspeakers, Rabbi Miller to the Menahel, please. Rabbi Miller to the manager, please. And over to him right away, he said, Rabbi, please help us. You remember that you had in Kennedy Airport over in New York? Say, yes. Imagine, the dog died, and we don't know what to do now, because he'll be very upset because it was our fault. Maybe you help us out. He said, listen to me, listen. You tell him that you have a problem opening the door of the luggage compartment. And listen, a couple hours, you'll look around in Israel, and I'm sure you'll find a dog the same height, the same color, that you could tell him it was your dog, and that's it. Oh, he said that. In Yiddish, you say that with teure dortis chachma. Fine. I say, came over to him, Mr. So-and-so, we have a problem opening the luggage where the dog is, but we promise you that in the morning before 9 o'clock, we bring it over to you to the hotel. Where are you staying? The Sheraton, Tel Aviv. I stay the same hotel. Fine. And I right away said, listen, it happened to me also once that they couldn't open it. I had my luggage later. Fine. In the morning, 9 o'clock, they knock at the door. They find in Afula, there's a little town in Israel, the same dog, the same height. And I heard the dog barking, whoo, 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 and knock on the door. Good morning, we have your dog here. The guy said, this is not my dog. Sir, why don't you come out and look at it? This is your dog. No, this is not my dog. Whoo, whoo. I came out, I was next to his room. I said, sir, I knocked his door. Why don't you come out to check? I think it is your dog. He said, what are you talking about? I brought to Israel a dead dog to bury it in Israel. And they bring me a live dog. This happened to me about 4 weeks ago. And since I'm so mefursam, I'm so well known in Eretz Yisrael too, you know, whenever Mishaluchim come to Muncie, the first address is Yar Meruv, Rabbi Miller, always have Mishaluchim. And I enjoy them so much because they are Erlich Yidden and they and in need of the money, I'm always helping them, Baruch Hashem, and it's a big mitzvah, and sometimes very good times with them. Last week I had a mishiluch. I told him about an article in the New York Times. Maybe you've seen that. It was in, I think it was a section B, 16 or 18, I don't remember well, about an archaeologist. He was writing a column about telephones. People believe that telephones in America is about 100 years old. So he has proved that telephones were in America about 300 years before already. They dug somewhere in the mountains in Nevada. They dug deep, deep, and they find some wires. And they have proved that the wires are telephone wires. So that means that in America we had telephones about 400 years ago already. And I told this to the Mishulach. He laughs and he tells me, Yarmurov, in Israel, we had already 1200 years ago, telephones, not with the wires, we had the wireless telephones already 1200 years ago. I said, how you know? He said, well, they talked in Safat, they talked about a half a year ago, deep down, about 400 meters, and they didn't find nothing. They didn't already the wireless telephones. So they, Baruch Hashem, they always come to me, and I'm giving them whatever I could. No big money, but, you know, $500 is also a check. The Mefarshim say, Venosnu are the same letters, forth and back. Venosnu, Vov, Nun, Sof, Nun, Vov, both Hin and Tzirik. That if you give tzedakah, comes back to you. I had this just 2 weeks ago. I gave a check of $500 for tzedakah, it came back. So we'll be Messiah with a Dubar Toiv, Ein Tovei LeToyre, the Dechusim B'Zoyche, to learn Toyre, and hopefully she will help him, the Dechusim B'Kale will help him to be able to sit and learn Toyre. I was asked once in Lakewood, I was, just a couple of weeks ago, this was right after Tisha B'Av, yeah, a couple of weeks ago. The Mishnah said, called Toiro She'ein Imo Melucho Soifa Betelo. So one of the people asked me there, Yar Meruv, you come to Lakewood, you see Baruch Hashem, Kanei Nahara, over 1,000 young Alai, they sit and learn, they don't work. And it's not Betelo. Baruch Hashem, they learn Toiro. I told them, usually, Ingemar wants to sit and learn. His wife is helping him out. This way, he could learn. She works, and that's a big support, and that's a big zechus. That's a pshat called Toiro, She'ein Imo Melocho. There's no Melocho with her if she is not helping out with Arbe, with work. That is Soifa B'Teila. Oib, if ever, if she helps out, she goes to work, she's a big zechus in his Toiro, he learns, and it's not B'Teila, the Kodesh Baruch should help, that the Zoichas and the Chusen sitzen and lernen Teure and the Kalle with him zu helfen and they will have Bunim if not Bunim Oiskim be Teure be Mitzvahs be Zoichas in the Gehle Shleime be Meir be Mein Omein.